With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is this you tweeting out? I'm the guest. You're not the guest. You're the co-host. You're the Steve today. You asked you for a tag team.
You're very right, but
you tagged in the guys. Stevie P, you know what? Even him, he's got presidential duties. But Fabio comes in. What are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about Champions League question mark, because you know we can't believe everything in Serie A nowadays. But the lackluster event yesterday. We're going to talk about Milan. We're going to talk about maybe some Mercato Madness because, you know, we need to feed our, exactly. We all have vices. But on that note, Mr. Fabio, are you ready?
Andiamo! Let's go, baby!
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, gol capolavoro di Olivier Giroud!
Maignan with another magical save!
To cost del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Wiki Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, snooze fest of a game, Milan. In Champions League, Milan, Vinny T, Fabio, that's all I got, sorry, buddy, but special guest, special co-host today, coming in strong, he got tag team, Steve, you know, he went in for the hot tag, and here's Fabio. Fabio, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. You're absolutely right. That game was a snooze fest besides the one glorious moment that we all care about, but other than that, man, it was great. Great to be with the club in New York City. Going to just keep mentioning it all the time. When you have a chance and you're in an area where there is a club, go and be a part of it. It's a great time, man.
And did you figure out a plan that once this video, a lot of people are going to see it, how you're wearing illegal shirts, that, you know, you might we might get some attention. We have already Al Ahly Club in Egypt that's taken down our videos on Facebook. But they gave us one back. Fabio, where did you purchase this illegal jersey?
Listen, when somebody makes a mistake and you're there to capitalize, is that your fault? I'm here to just tell you guys, Puma have them all over the world already, all right? So if the people are dumb enough to put them on the shelves prior to Milan, listen, Milan, reach out to me, all right? Talk to me. I'm already in the internet here. We're talking. We're giving you free advertisement. All you got to do is come to me, say, Fabio, I want you there with Giroud. I want you there with maybe Bakayoko will sneak into this photo shoot. You know, we got to have you there for the people. And you know what? I would do it. Anything for my Milan. I didn't like the jersey. It's still not something I can really grasp because I like the stripes. I'm a traditional person. But it was just the heat of the moment. And it looks like I'm the only person in my area that has it. I don't know. Where were you? Pick it up from Puma, baby.
All right. Pick it up from Puma. That's what Fabio says. And yes, reach out to him. He does have model qualities. So to be up there with Bakayoko and
I'm like, if you gave me a micro, I'm like Mean Gene. I could do whatever you're looking for. I can do it, baby. So talk to me, Puma. Let's go. Rock Nation 2, you can holler at me too.
On that note, I just want to take a little time, first off, thank you to all Patreon members. And yes, guys, I fell asleep. I took a 5-hour nap on Sunday. Woke up at 2 o'clock, all confused. I thought I'd missed the game. So
the doctor was over-medicated.
Over-medicating for Vinny. But I'd like to say welcome to Tanya. Tanya, a new Patreon member from LA. And guys, from all your contributions, like I showed you, thank you. You know, like the Canadian dollar really sucks. So the StreamYard was a hefty bill, but it's because of you guys. And, you know, I know we were able even to purchase some stuff for you, Fabio.
Just want to say I had a great interaction yesterday with somebody who is a part of our Patreon, Ryan. He came up to me at the Football Factory and just said nothing but great words, man. That's the kind of interaction that it's humbling, you know, because me and Vinny are just regular guys like Steve and Gio. We just love our team, and we wish we could get, like, nonstop content like this, but we've had to take it into our own hands. You guys way longer than me and Gio, but it's just – it's for the love and to meet Patreon people in person. And obviously, you know, the couple of different events we've had over the last 2 years where we're able to actually gather together and get together, it's been really, really cool. So we really appreciate everybody who joins us, especially when Vinny and me and Gio do the Patreon specials, any of the guys that actually come out and voice their opinion, because I think that's what makes us stand out as a channel. Other people take your money and they don't necessarily welcome you out there to come and talk, give your own opinion, be a part of the show that you like so much. That's what happened to me and Gio. So we really appreciate everybody.
And if you're a positive person, come on to the chat. Husney's going to be there to groom you to the dark side. But guys, no, seriously, a big thank you for all four corners of the world, because we do have fans from all four corners of the world. So thank you for that. And, you know, we're going to talk about the game that was, the weekend that was. And you know what? You wanted to share something. Let's share it, Mr. Fabio.
Play it, baby. Play it.
We got Comparo Franco there.
Fucking A. I love it every time I see it, baby.
Very nice. And that was live from New York. New York.
New York. There. The Football Factory in Legends Bar, baby. Check it out.
And this was, I'm assuming, before the game, or is this after the game?
No. That was as soon as it became official, Franco played it over the megaphone, and it was just perfect to end the day at the end of the ninth. And there was, again, the bar that we go to for the club has the Juventus club there too. And I am happy to report that there was about 6 to maybe 7 Juventini in the building compared to our 80, 90, close to 100. We packed the entire bar. They gave them, you know, their little section.
The little section.
You know, even more Milan fans on that side than there were Juventus fans.
So. I watched this game, Fabio, and I was just like, I don't know. I'm a kind of person that, you know, I'm not going to talk too much trash during a game because, you know, the game, you don't know what's going to go on. Never talk before a result. And there was a Juventina there, one of the kids that comes around. And at one point, I didn't feel bad. I just turned around and I said, my God, do you guys suck? And let's not kid ourselves. Milan, we capitalized on that one chance because it was a freaking boring game.
Yes.
And Juventus, I think this is the first, like, real Juventus game that I was really paying attention. Like, you know, you'll watch all the other games, but, you know, from beginning to end. And my goodness, were they fucking bad. And we were, we had nothing to write home about on this game. You know, other than that beautiful cross in from, what was it, Calabria to Giroud.
Yeah.
But nothing else worthy of, you know, mentioning for me, unless you saw something different. But
no, I wasn't honestly expecting. I would agree with that 100% that the game wasn't entertaining at all, especially the second half. And if not for Pierre Kalulu just being in the right place at the right time, Minkia, man, we would have dropped points right here to Juve. I know it wouldn't have mattered in the end because we would have got through on 1 point alone, but it's still Juve's reeling, man. Yeah, I would agree. I haven't watched them too often, but there are a couple of names out there that are dangerous that you would keep an eye on. But, man, Chiesa is not the same player. He has some flair to him. I thought he was worse, but then when I went back and watched the highlights, I was like, all right, Chiesa had a couple few moments. It was just always that last touch or in the final third, he made a mistake there. But, like, he still was able to do some things good. We had a couple of guys that, again, another chance to be mentioned is that Leao had a great chance, and he puts too much air on it and takes it out. Yeah. That could have ended the game, and it would have made everything feel a lot more comfortable in the end. But it felt like Juve wasn't going to come up with anything.
Even at 1-0, it's like I didn't have that fear that game's not over, they could come back. I didn't celebrate. And I don't know why. Is it the fact that, you know, this whole point scandal shit, this yo-yoing back and forth. And I think that took away from the excitement to making Champions League again. And I know a lot of people, you know, talking about Scudetto, worst defense in God knows how many years, and, you know, not having players, and we don't have any money. And Sazni likes to say Forza balance sheets. But it's, I don't know, it was... I wasn't parading around saying we're back in the champions. I don't know if that makes any sense to me. I think this whole point thing really screwed everything up.
Yeah, I think exactly. The feeling has been like, again, almost like the rest of the season, or at least since 2023 started, it's been roller coaster, because a week and a half ago, before the points were officially that they were taking them again from them, we were thinking, my God, we have really shit the bed here. We're not even going to make fourth place. And it's because of them being cheaters and finally getting that points again deducted from them that it put us into a better mind state. And honestly, I think if you watch the game against who was Empoli last week?
Oh, no, that was
what great. A dismantling. They were done. As soon as they found out they were being
points. I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with that, because if you're in Juventus's position, first of all, to not think that it's possible to take back some points, that's stupid. Second of all, against Empoli, you have that news. It's a shock. I get that. You're a professional. Now you need to win. And you didn't fucking show up at all. You just got dismantled by Empoli. And we are not ones to talk for Milan Milan playing against the lower tier teams. But, you know, now supposedly they got an agreement with the FIGC for the other... supposedly it's going to be more, possibly maybe what, 2 years, no Europe, maybe another fine. I'm not sure what's going on, but in the end, this thing that's going to come out, I think it's maybe next week. Forget Inter being in the Champions League final, but who's talked about Napoli recently? Winning a Scudetto after 33. I don't know if it was because it was...
But Napoli has other problems. They're not even, like, fully celebrating their Scudetto yet. And already their coaches decided, I'm done. I'm leaving. Thanks a lot, guys. There's your Scudetto. I'm out. I need a sabbatical for a year. Osimhen is probably going to get picked and bought from somebody. They're saying maybe possibly Manchester United. I don't know. I think Kvaratskhelia, whatever his name is, I think he might be a one-hit wonder, man. I would be surprised.
No, we'll see.
I don't know, man. But
we'll get through those when we look at the other scores. But all in all, we do have Verona on Sunday. It's a 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're gonna see after with the standings. You know, Verona not doing themselves any favor this weekend. You're gonna see, even because they need to win. They absolutely need to win. And Milan is there secured. And I don't know why this, you know, Steve had the idea with the question marks, because with this league, you know, everybody, okay, this is official, your pots and where we're going to be. And it's just this little thing lingering in the back. No, it can't happen. They're not, you know, giving back points or whatever. But against Verona, you need to come out. Do you even care how they're going to come out? Do you think he's going to put Adli is going to start?
Gio said something to me earlier today that made me laugh, because it was 100% true. Didn't Verona like fuck with our championship a couple times? So yeah, it's like, you know what? Let's show that we go out with a victory, that even whoever is playing goes out there and is trying to get 3 points, because these are the type of teams that next season we need to handle our business. Yes, now it doesn't really mean anything for us, but yeah, let's keep pushing. Maybe we can get third place. If not, just go out with a win. And Verona needs the game. We do not. So they're going to be the ones playing hard. So let's just give it a chance that if we're going to play Leao in the last game, if we're not going to play Giroud, which, let's be honest, most likely he's going to end up playing as many starters as he can because there's nothing else to play for. So for me, I go for the jugular. I say, fuck them. Let's get the 3 points, knock them down. They won't have the tie break. If we beat them, guarantee Verona is relegated. So let's do it. Who cares what happens with Roma and what's the other team? Spezia.
And yes, Liban Youssef, happy Memorial Day to all you Americans out there.
Thank
nice
you, thank
three day off. And, you know, I like that, like, just come out swinging. You know who's not going to be playing, Fabio? Rebic. Rebic looks like he's on Pioli's bad side. Maybe a bad attitude, the Robo Rebic that never smiles. So I'm
he's
not sure.
He's malfunctioning, yes.
You know, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of players will leave, but I'm not sure, you know, it's the right thing that, you know, get rid of 10 players and you got to restart from the beginning. But anyways, it is what it is. But no, Rebic, I'm a bit disappointed in if these rumors are to be true, because he wasn't even part of the Juve squad, which I didn't realize, but supposedly he hasn't been training.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was like what I believe they called a healthy scratch. They just didn't play him in the lineup. But now it's coming out that Rebic has a malcontent right now. So it guarantees he's leaving, and it's exactly the outcome. I'm sorry. Vinny, you heard me screaming. You remember I was in my car leaving work screaming about Rebic. I've been past due with this guy. He's got to leave. He's done. He was good for that year and a half, and usually it was early in the season. When the COVID season started again, he was pretty decent. I have Mercato on my mind, and oh, you know, Jesus. When I think of Rebic, I think of he's going out while we have other people we desperately, desperately need to get in, baby.
And on some other notes, it looks more true than false, this whole Kamada to Milan, supposedly that he had said yes. Now, as long as he's better than our last Japanese or our first ever Japanese Honda. But do you believe in all these rumors?
Because now I do. I from everything I hear about this guy is solid, man. He's going to be good for us. All right. Honda was just a Civic. All right. I got to put it in some car terms. All right. Our man Kamada, this guy is like a Toyota Supra, bro. All right. Oh. He's coming. He's going to be flashy. He's going to be exactly what we need. He's number one on the list because he's a free. So let's get him immediately. He's a major upgrade. Plus, marketing-wise, nothing to do with on the pitch. It's great to have now a whole nother country if they don't focus on Milan. Now we have the Japanese people focusing because of this particular player. So, again, pull more people to pay attention to Milan. Grow the brand more with better players. I'm 100% for that.
We'll see what happens, but all these rumors, and it's just like, I'm sure you guys are we're gonna have some fun during the summer on Coast to Coast and some Milan Weekly Patreon special. It's gonna be Mercato Madness. And Mark, what are you doing chatting? Aren't you supposed to be watching the Celtics? I don't know what's going on with the Celtics, Mark. The Memorial
still,
Day.
The second quarter is not
still
like
the
that.
Second quarter. Okay, so he's catching up. On that note, I wanted to go through, before we go through Serie A podcast questions, and I did say thank you to everybody, and it's like, Shane, you're such a good bunch of lads, I'm including Fabio, even though he may be a Juventini. Seriously, though, I appreciate you.
His bullshit report, Gio's spreading around there. There's no Juventini in this group, all right?
It's got me through the banter years when I felt no one else gave a shit about our club. Thank you, Shane, for that. Tapio as well, with the heart emoji, and Tapio, too, he's been there since the beginning. Lab Gorilla, really pleased to hear that our Patreon community is helping your channel. Is an invaluable point of view that you provide for Milanistas worldwide. No questions this week, just a thank you for being so welcoming. Ciao con tutti il mio cuore. Grazie, let's get the 3 points to finish the season. E che sera, sera. That's very well said.
I love Lab Gorilla. I'm so happy he came into the crew. I appreciate it.
Your nemesis, Gio. He's like, he's
got
a great
some
word,
shit.
Guy.
I know.
No, he just wants to know a question for Vinny and Fabio because he had the inside scoop that you were coming on.
He did.
What are your expectations for next year? For him, it's Scudetto or bust?
Well, since me and Gio were talking about this earlier, for me, it's like this. All right. These are my prioritizing the season the way I think Milan needs to seriously look at it. We need to be fighting for the Scudetto. You understand? You hear how I don't mention the word top four? Because if you're fighting for the Scudetto, you're in the top four. That's what I expect as a Milan fan. You might not win it every year, but we need to be a team that is constantly competing. Why? Because constantly competing means you're constantly making the Champions League. Now we have no question on that front. Two, we need to make some headway in at least getting to the final eight again in Champions League. Like, I think we're going to be in a hard pot when you look at what's in pot one and pot two. So we could get a hard draw. So if we just make it to the round of 16, I'd be very impressed with, again, depending how we bolster the squad, all of that. And then we need to make some headway on Coppa Italia. Those are my three. Obviously, I want the second star. Just like Gio said, that is top priority. But make sure you're at the top so you don't have to worry about, oh, am I in third? Am I in fourth? No, I'm in fifth. What the fuck? We don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to sacrifice one for the other. Give us depth so we can go further. Again, it's about progression, guys. We don't want to see the reason why we were so upset when me and Gio and you know, probably people get annoyed because we won the Scudetto last year and we sound a little ungrateful. But the thing is that if you take three progressive steps forward and that third steps, all of a sudden you reach something and you win a trophy. But the next season, there's no trophy. And it seems like it was a step back, not because all the players were terrible or too many big catastrophe injuries. It's just like we didn't reinforce the pieces we lost. So to me, it's like we need to get guys out there to be smarter, to get more depth on the squad. And hopefully those guys produce, man. It can't be like, you know, $30 million, one assist in fucking 10 months. That's unacceptable.
And I think, you know, people don't maybe realize how close it came that we could have just not been doing Champions League at all, guys, and relying on other people's results. And that would have been a pure failure after winning a Scudetto. And, you know, we'll keep on talking about the miracle Scudetto. You can't have another miracle Scudetto. And this year was the perfect proof. I think if last year to this year proved something to management, and again, we are not, we're not lawyers, we're not accountants, the way the money is spread out, the sale. But I think what proved from last year to this year is that you ain't going to pull this one again. People are going to get better, right? They're not going to go, let's be honest, guys. They're not going to go spend $200-300 million, get it out of your mind. It's not going to happen. You know, this whole money ball kind of thing. So maybe these guys on the free with, you know, what was I reading? $2.5-3 million a year. You know, Scamacca, I don't know, maybe get him on a loan because we're going to need striker, you know? So, and even, you know, is Napoli going to be able to repeat? Juventus ain't coming back. You know, Juventus ain't going to come back with, but then again, are they going to get rid of all these players? Are they going to be a top five?
Don't ever count out Juventus because you don't know what, and plus they have the most money in Serie A to pull out of their ass. So they're going to bolster the squad. It's really like Lazio. Is Roma going to take the next step? Inter's really the title favorite again. I'm sorry. If Napoli's losing Spalletti and God forbid they end up losing Osimhen, I mean, how can you say it's not Inter? And that makes me throw up in my mouth, you know, to say
that. Inter are the real title rivals, right? And, you know, sometimes we got to put our humble hats on and say that Inter was the better team this year, even though they fucking lost 11 games. You know, how is it possible that they're, you know, they came clutch when it was time to get to, you know, to play clutch. So, yeah. Fast like fuck, Roman.
We'll see. Listen, I have a question, right? And I don't know if anybody mentioned this, but I'll mention this to kind of get your opinion. I mentioned it on the spaces. If you guys are not following on our Twitter, please follow Milan Weekly Podcast on Twitter. So occasionally we do some spaces and we get people out there talking as well. But I wanted to mention we have three Italian teams. I don't know if you guys heard. I know you heard, Vinny, but Serie A is back. All right, the Serie A is back. Okay, they pulled out Cannavaro and Capello and Luca Toni. They pulled them all out to let everybody know we back. It's good that they had three because now we have three Italian teams in the final. Right, so yeah. I ask to you: Inter over Man City, Roma over who's Roma playing? Sevilla or Fiorentina over West Ham? What are your thoughts? Are you rooting for all three Italian teams?
No,
I knew that answer, but Is there any one of these three teams that you would say, you know, because of the tournament, because of the team, that you'd say, I think, hope they win it?
I think it would be something good for Fiorentina because they didn't start off the season very, very well. Then they got back on track. I think it will be something good for the city. Roma, it's because I don't want to hear, you know, Roma fans 2 years back-to-back European champions. And I can never cheer for Inter. I'm not going to, like I told my friend Mike, I go, yeah, I'm going to come and watch with you. I'm not going to jump for joy when Man City scores because I am with an Interista friend. Nor am I going to go fucking celebrate. And again, I'm going to repeat this, and I've repeated it so many times. When Milan lost that Champions League final to Liverpool, who came to me and said they felt bad for me and Milan? They're all fucking laughing at me. Fuck you, Juventinis. Fuck you, Romanista, Lazialista, Napolitana. Fuck all of yous. Per me c'è solo il Milan, and that is it. Right? I don't believe in per il bene del calcio. And remember, if Fiorentina, Inter, and Roma all lose, who's going to remember? Yeah, but guys, we were three teams in the finals. Nobody's going to remember that.
And so, you know what's going to happen? Two English teams are going to win those trophies. I think I would go with you the same way. Even though I don't want to hate on Mourinho. I've always somewhat had a soft spot for him.
Mourinho's still Mourinho.
But if Mourinho gets in and we have five Italian teams in the Champions League, I do like that. That's the only part. But I don't want them to say, oh, look, back-to-back European trophies. We're the only European trophy winner that matters, whatever they were saying in the last year.
Jan's tweet watching as of Wednesday night to see what happens. So
see if any see. Crazy. But I would agree. I think Fiorentina is the only team I'm really rooting for because it'll be good for
Italy. And for me, Man City, if they don't do it this year, I'm sorry, Man City, go shoot yourself in the foot because if you don't do it this year, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, all I said about that game, Vinny, is that I hope it's like 2-0 Inter. I know somebody at the bar was like, no, I don't even want them to be up. Fuck that. And I was like, no, listen. Let them be up 2-0 and then let Man City come back. And shit, they don't even have to go to penalty kicks. Just come back and beat them when they're up 2-0. And so they can lose 3-2. That would be the best because then they thought they were going to – it was right there, right? Just like right there. There. Fuck right you. There you go. That's what I hope.
Vinny had a question for us. It's like, let's just say we make 20 million on player transfers this upcoming summer. I love Vinny's dream world that he lives in. We're going to make 20 million on player transfers this upcoming summer. I love you, buddy. What do you guys believe is a fair budget Cardinale should provide the Maldini and Massara with another Champions League qualification, making it to the Champions League semifinal and a very tight grip on player salaries? I honestly think we can have more room to splash some soldi and invest. What do you guys think is a fair budget, not including player sales? What is a fair budget?
70 mil. I'll even tell you why. All right. Kamada's coming free. I'd go for El Shaarawy as the backup for Leao for free. Get them at like 2 million. The two players you're going to go spend money on is actually, so there's a third, but I don't know who the hell that third person is. Gio will tell you on Wednesday. A little suspense. All right. First person, Milinkovic-Savage. Go sign him. Get him for 25 million. If you have to go up to 30, fucking fine. Just do it. Get him on the contract. You know what? If you want to send Macias back as a delivery, go ahead. Just send him the other way. Maybe Lazio will.
It's a signing bonus.
Yeah, there you go. He's the bonus. He'll work for like pizza and stuff. But all right. So then the next player that I think is 100% we got to get.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It has to be. Oh, my God. Who the hell was it? I lost my train of thought. But I'll remember and I'll tell you on Wednesday.
Okay.
But we need a right wing. So go spend $15 million and try to find a decent right wing. Somebody that is like on the up and up, man. I mean, look, they found Kvetcher Shelly or whatever the fuck his name is for $10 million. Go find a gem out there for $15 million who looks like he can do it. I know Gio has somebody he mentioned. I can't remember the fucking name.
Gio probably watches Third League of Polish Soccer and he gets all these names and he pops up. He's like an insider. So you guys are going to
have to. Oh, I'm sorry. I just remembered the other person. Thank you, Steve. I just saw your thing, but I thought of Openda. Openda in Atlanta, Lens. Doku, there it is. See, Gio's the man. I can't. Doku's a good right wing possibility. And also Openda, they were saying like maybe they can get him for $25 million. He's young. Gio thinks Openda and Leao could have great chemistry and they'll create a lot of intent.
Strasbourg Steve, that at least he keeps his appraise. He watches five leagues at the same time. So he's going to find out these are
Strasbourg the official Steve stuff. Should be working at ESPN with his setup that he has. Unbelievable.
There was even. Who's that guy, guys? I think if they're getting relegated, he was playing African kid, Abby. He plays for, is it Cremonese? Not Cremonese. Dia. Where does he play, guys?
Dia. Oh, my God. Is that Udinese?
No.
Spezia.
For Spezia. There we go. Yeah, and that guy, like, you know what, from what we've seen this year. But anyways, we shall see. But you're saying 70 million?
I say 70 mil because, listen, if we address the striker and getting SMS to be a part of our midfielders, I mean, oh, Saletana, that's what it is. You're right. Sorry. He was right.
See, that's what he is.
That's how you guys are the best.
Steve even gives me the full name. The full name. But yeah, Saletana and that one.
But yeah, look, the problem is that he says Doku. I don't know how much that would cost, but we need somebody to buy. And honestly, like, if you think, all right, get a midfielder for like 30 million, and SMS is great. You've seen what he can do. You've seen how well he's been, especially this year. And he's the kind of body midfielder. Weren't we linked to him for like a little bit, like not that long ago, like maybe a season, two seasons ago? And go get Openda as our striker. There's striker and another midfielder, right? At least Diaz, Tonali and him could be, that's our two until Bennacer comes back. Then you figure out a way to play all three of them. But
We'll see. I love you guys on the comments, at least correcting us when we need to be corrected. But guys, I honestly think they're not gonna. I think the splash will be SMS. I think we're going to have another mercato like last year. Now let me explain. You're gonna get Kamada. You're gonna get maybe these other players on a free or very cheap. The gist of it will be SMS. And guys, don't because I've been reading a lot too. It's becoming more often now, SMS Milan. I'm like, okay, you know, what are the possibilities? The numbers look right, but then it's the salary, guys. You got to take in consideration the salary as well. So I think where we're going to have a mercato like last year, that one big splash player. And all the rest of the guys will be a la Vrang, a la Vortex, a la, you know, these guys that might bring. I'm sorry, guys. It's like they haven't. This is what they've been doing for the last couple of years. Why would they change now? They ain't spending. They ain't spending $70 million. I think the maximum they'll spend all in all, not considering buying, is about 40 to 50.
He's not 100% wrong. That's pretty good.
And Steve knows because he's a Lazialista. He likes Lazio. And sorry, buddy. You know he's coming. He's not staying in Lazio. I don't think he's going to stay in Lazio, but we shall see. But good question, Vinny. And to you guys on Patreon, once again, thank you very much. And to the most healthiest, non-toxic Patreon chat. Sometimes you guys like to pick each other, push each other's buttons, but I love it. And we can actually
Don't call me a Juventine, all right?
And there's no I don't know where this thing came out of your Juventina. Gio knows. I don't know. Maybe you guys.
Gio is spreading fake news. I don't like
fake news. All right. So unfortunately, I do not have. Sorry, Liban Youssef. Hold on a second, Fabio. I might be able to figure this one out.
Come on.
Because
the trumpet.
Because Liban Youssef, he needs it.
He needs it.
And on that note, this Serie A recap, week 37, is brought to you by Fubo TV, Canada's home for everything soccer, EPL. You got some Italian league there. You got the French league. You got a bit of everything. And looking at these scores, guys, you did have Salernitana beating Udinese. Udinese again this year, you know, up and down, but, you know, winning. Because looking at these, you know, let's just start off by looking at, now I'm switching off the wrong things. So, you know, looking at Salernitana being very, you know, you're at 42 points. I think they were secure. They were secured
before, yeah.
By looking at the Spezia, the Verona, 31 points. Cremonese, you know, Sampdoria. Even Sampdoria, guys, I don't know if you're able to watch on this one. Sampdoria, last game at home in Serie A in front of their fans. And, you know, you somewhat feel bad for the team, you know. And if Genoa wasn't going to qualify to Serie B, there was going to be no teams from the Genoa region for the first time in God knows how many years. So Sampdoria can't get it done against Sassuolo. Torino, 4-0. Torino, I really can't figure them out. You know, we like to poke fun at Lazio, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but Spezia on a game that they absolutely needed to win, they don't come up, but they come up short. Roma. What happened to Roma? They did it to us, and Fiorentina did it to them. 3 minutes, comeback, and Mourinho's... did he have any excuses on this one, Fabio? You didn't say anything, you just... I have my head on...
Their eyes are on the Europa League final.
That's it, yes, because they're going to be 2 times champion. And Jan was saying last week, right? Six wins and 6 finals for Sevilla. And Mourinho has never lost the finals, guys.
Somebody's going to fucking lose next week.
Somebody's going to lose on that one. But even looking at these results here, guys, that if Juve would have kept their 10 points, this would have been a favorable one. But again, I don't think Roma would have been playing that game the way they played, you know, because they would have been battling even them for to try to sneak into to the fourth spot. But Inter-Atalanta just decides not to show up. But Fabio, Inter's hitting on all cylinders. It's been at least 6 weeks now. And, you know, keep on saying to the old men at the bar, they're like, yeah, it's Manchester City. He goes, ma la palla rotonda. It's one game, and they're hitting on all cylinders. And I hate to say it, but we got to give them credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I mean, 2 goals in the first 3 minutes. Inter looked like they were going to just steamroll them, honestly. They're hitting at the exact time you should. Atalanta got, you know, obviously they got one in the first half and then like an own goal at the end just to bring it closer. But this wasn't a game. Inter had this shit in the back. They're rolling. They're ready for Man City. They're ready.
Definitely, definitely ready. And they're secured for next year. They got nothing to worry about. Verona-Empoli, guys. Verona winning until I think Empoli scored in the... I think they scored in the 92nd or 93rd minute. Verona now at 31 points, right? So if you go take a look at here, you have Verona Spezia. So that's that battle right there.
Own goal at the very end.
It was an own goal because I was just looking at the actual.
The 96
score.
Minute own goal, and that was Empoli's only goal. So definitely broke. I mean, that's Verona right there, man. They needed those two other points. Now, I mean, at least they're fighting, man. Spezia. Looks like they have nothing. You know, if Roma can put a hurting on them next week, Spezia is going down, man. I think Verona, maybe they're lucky they fight, but I hope Milan stomps them out. That's all.
I wonder right now why Spezia is maybe the head-to-head.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It is
for the head-to-head on those ones.
Yeah. So the goal differential is better for the team that's lower, Verona, but it's, I guess because of the head-to-head, they're technically behind.
Lazio. Another 3 points up on the board. And would it be fair to say Lazio in the last 5 years have been the most consistent in Serie A? I mean, like with points and on the table. You know, they
I wouldn't go as far as saying consistent, but they're definitely like, look, they take care of their business. They had, again, if you look at the game stats, Milinkovic-Savic gets the 2 goals that make a difference for them in the end.
Yeah.
So, and really, Cremonese only had like a good spell, it looked like, for a few minutes, and they got 2 goals out of it. So, for me, Lazio, it's also too, like Luca's saying, the system, you know. Lazio's just getting better. Obviously, Sarri needs some time, but.
Oh, we got to change the year ago. Oh, I forgot to put it.
Lazio gets better next year or worse?
What?
Do we think Lazio gets better next year or worse?
That's a very good question. It all depends. Because
second place this year, right? They haven't finished.
If SMS leaves,
use that money to find other people. Exactly.
Yeah, but before they get integrated in the team. But I see Lazio. I don't see how they're not going to battle for top four next year as well.
I would agree.
Monza, them already qualified. Lecce coming up with the 3 points. And Juve Milan, obviously. Bologna, Napoli. It's like you don't even watch these games anymore. And Bologna, they had started off really bad at the beginning of the season, if you guys don't remember. And you know what? It was Thiago Motta. Good job on him. And the year started, remember, guys, with Mihailovic, right, that had passed away, and they took out took over the reins. And so looking at this, you know, look at match day 37. After 37 weeks, I think we've said it, Napoli was the biggest surprise for us from day one, because we didn't even put him in the top four. I think Milan at 67 points could be this considered a surprise if you look back, like, you know, for week one, because you just came out of a Scudetto.
I think it's major disappointment when you think about the amount of games we dropped points and the teams that there were to.
Monza has got to be the surprise.
Oh, yeah. Bus full of surprises, baby.
Monza with the surprise there, and we shall see what I think. Fiorentina ninth, that's pretty surprising as well, because they really took a while to get going throughout the season. But yes,
win it with a trophy at the end, and it'll be considered a good season. I mean, they got to two finals, you know.
Yeah, so we shall see, because Calcio is back. Didn't remember, and on that note. And that segment was brought to you by Fubo TV, the home, Canadian home for everything soccer and watching your Serie A games. Do you want to talk about what's on your mind, or we go straight to busted tweets, buddy? Because right now, like we said our piece, you know, it's...
You know what? I do. I have something I got to get off my chest.
I'll get it off your chest.
All right? Do what you already should have done if you haven't already. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. You hit that fucking notification bell so you're up to date with all of our latest videos when we're going live. Everything, baby. And smash the like button. Leave a comment in the comment section. It helps for the algorithm. And if you're not subscribed to Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever the fuck you listen to your podcast, you need to do it there. Listen once, watch once, whatever the hell you got to do. Support, baby. That's it. That's all I got. Let's go.
All right. Do you have any indigestions? Actually, you know what? We're going to take a look, but my indigestion has got to be Spalletti. You know, just don't bullshit us. Just tell us you can't stand the EDL. Ti senti stanco. I'm tired. I'm going to take a... Dude, for him to leave, and he cannot sign with anybody because it's a clause in his thing, right? I don't know. Like, just... And what kind of message are you sending to Napoli and their fans, like you, your coach? Anyways, to me, it was just like, you know, just
I just don't. I would anything. Agree that's not a good look either. My indigestion is Juventus and their cheating, idiotic ways where they don't think. I mean, this is the second time that they're getting punished since 2006. Now, like, how many times is it going to be the same team? All of the entire league in general looks buffoonery. This buffoonery that they do all the time with deducting points and having, you know, corruption, like it seems to be more well known. And it just obviously the Italian league always gets it way worse. But I just want to say, like, you can't have like an historic season like Napoli has, and then your headlines are stole because Juventus cheating, right? And Inter fighting for the final, but we're talking about Juventus cheating. Like, you're the biggest club, the only club that has a modern stadium, and you're the one doing all this bullshit. No wonder Milan can never get anything. I don't have no indigestions besides this nonsense, but I do have a Brioschi, which I'm going to tell you, man.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'll mention it one more time, because if you ain't in the New York area and you don't get a chance to go to the Football Factory, you come see the club, man. And if you're not in New York, or you're not in Boston, or you're not in Philly, or you're not in Montreal or Toronto or any of the other places, find where your local clubs are at, man. It's a great experience to be with other people who care about the team. It's a great environment that, again, it's getting bigger and bigger by the year. Every year we're getting more and more connected, and it's a great thing.
And if you're in Montreal and want real bagels, you come to Montreal.
You son of a bitch!
You get your Montreal bagels and you come to Chocharos for a game. And
I can't.
On Sunday, 3 p.m., Presidente said he's splashing the cash. He's going to be getting us some food. But then he's like, he goes, wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to get maybe some salad, maybe some pepperonade, you know, something. I'm okay. I'll go with so. And Presidente said he will probably show up. So we'll see if we have the real Presidente or we're going to have his, what do you call him, his stunt tumble. My goal is to come watch a game with the club in Montreal. Vinny, come. I know you're a bit far, but once we get the presidential jet, Winnipeg to Montreal, driving? I think you would have to take a plane.
Mika, we got fireworks going over here, man.
Look at, you see? Huh? Look at Fazi. Montreal bagels are phenomenal. Not going to lie. It's comparing these apples. No. Puro tu mo. Montreal bagels.
Don't you dare, right? Franco knows. Anybody who lives in New York knows. Stop it. Blasphemy about our bagels.
We'll do a special Patreon on bagels during the off season. But everybody's waiting, right? Let me set it up over here. We gotta put it for the come si chiama there. The
I think that's
TikTok. See, so the president could.
We're too old for this.
You didn't even notice my Cobra Commander shirt.
Is that what that is? I thought it was Cobra Kai for a second.
No, Cobra Commander, G.I. Joe.
All right.
Because president calls him, you swine. Remember when the Cobra Commander used to call him? What did Yan give us as a busted? Door number one. UEFA are currently blackmailing Juventus. Publicly renounce Super League and we'll give you light sentence. Don't and we'll give you long European ban and transfer ban. Tells you everything on how crooked UEFA are, and meanwhile nothing on Man City for. Okay,
I'm gonna.
Carlo, I know
the Juventine.
It's fine. For the love of God, can somebody? Anybody, Juventini, can you not take responsibility instead of playing the victim? Are we saying that you...
What about Man City? What they did.
You, Juve fan, you are a cheater. We're not saying that. Your organization got caught. It's as simple as that. You got caught. Why are you playing the victim every single fucking time? So this guy, reputable guy, guys, maybe you guys can tell me. I think he's on the podcast too. What Steve listens to on Patreon with Nima. UEFA are currently blackmailing Juventus. So Carlo, tell me something. If they didn't get caught with this, would this still be happening? So
I mean, people quit their job because they were doing the right thing the whole time. Is that what you're saying? Listen, I'll give them one thing. All right. UEFA is definitely getting back to teams who open their mouth about the Super League. They didn't appreciate it, and you bet your ass they're doing something behind the scenes to get back at them. But honestly, Juventus, you've done this before. It's your fault. All right? All these people are crybabies. Carlo, how are you even watching Juventus? Aren't you the same person who said you were revoking your subscription? Now you're watching off a black market? How are you watching this, Carlo? That's my question. I thought you gave it up months ago.
Anyways, I just stuck. Door number two. I'm fed up with this fucking victim. I'm like,
look, they're all against us. Oh, they're all against us.
Door number two. Jan told us that this is Winston McKennie's dad. All the best. All the best to Leeds United Football Club. For those who supported Weston in a hostile environment, you have my respect. For those who fail to remember, it's a team sport. You live to fight another day. And he retweets Harambe? What the fuck is wrong with people?
What the hell?
He co-tweeted this?
Oh, my God. Is this supposed to say people were chanting, like, monkey stuff at West? Is that what he's implying here? But why Harambe? Why do you have to, like, tag it? Oh, my God, man.
Seven years ago, rest in peace, Harambe. This is just busted because it makes no fucking sense. Thank you, Jan, for finding these gems.
This is like, you know, you went to the family. You found this. I can't. This is embarrassing. Thank God my father doesn't know what a Twitter is. Thank God.
So now they're gonna send him back to Juve, right?
Yeah, he has to. Yeah, because I think one of the things in the contract to keep him or whatever in the loan deal was that they were going to secure promotion. They actually chanted, "You fat bastard." Oh, my God.
That's not fat shame, people.
Listen, as a member of that team at the moment, listen, all right, of all the things they could yell at you, that's probably like the least vulgar. You know, you could deal with that one. If you're fat, go exercise. You'll be all right.
This is like beyond busted. What else did Jan find us over here? Leao becomes worse under Pioli, but nobody will ever talk about. Leao became worse under Pioli, but nobody will ever. At Rossonero 98X.
This is why we scour the internet for even our own, because this is pure stupidity. Pure stupidity.
How Leao was a superstar.
Yeah. With Gianpaolo for like the 4 or 5 weeks he was with him? Are you talking about Lille? Are you talking about Sporting? What the fuck are you talking about? How could he have been worse? He won MVP last season. Are you out of your mind? This is Pioli hate. You hate, you and Husni hate Pioli more than I've ever met anybody. Nick, come back to us, Nick. Come on.
This is busted. The Frank is like the winner in capital. This is busted.
This doesn't make sense. Is he on drugs? Somebody find Nick. Ask him if he's doing drugs.
Next. That is it. So Leao became worse under Pioli, but nobody will ever talk about that. You know what? This
one's too much to unpack. I don't even want to mention it again. Oh, my God. I think we got to give it to Carlo. It's, again, this.
No, you know what? You know why? Because we've heard it all before already, this guy. Like, now he's crying about this. And you know what? It's not new. You know, I'm the victim here. In what mind? Leao became worse under Pioli, but nobody will ever talk about that. Jan, if you're listening, please give us the views of these tweets, the retweets.
Yeah, I need to know how many people had to suffer through this comment.
Because this doesn't seem like I'm going to do something so I could get, like, you know, some people will, like, clickbait. This really seems like it's coming from his heart. Leao became worse under Pioli, but nobody will ever talk about that. I'm going with Nick. Who are you going with, Fab? You going with
Carlo? I want to go with home, babe. No, just kidding. I honestly, I think it's Carlo, because it's, again, this you're blinding
your eyes.
In
capital letters, blackmailing. Blackmailing.
Listen, no, they're not. You did it. Your whole organization at the top quit. All right, they said, "Let me get the fuck out of here while it's still I still can." They Juve is, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be more bullshit that comes out about them, and they're in big trouble with UEFA. But the only part that I don't disagree with is that they're probably pissed about that Super League. They probably are. But I still think he's the worst, because Carlo said he wasn't watching anymore. What's he doing with his subscription?
I'm gonna go with this one. But another busted thing that happened is that Leao, whose shirt did Leao put in his pants?
Somebody on Juventus. I don't remember who it was.
Oh,
but he,
and he tweeted he out, it in the front like, part. The hate is real. You're disgusting. Why are you putting the jersey in your pants?
You're lucky he didn't put it on the back end, all right?
Let's be honest. It's probably not the best place where to put a jersey. No. But for him to take time, sorry if I offended anybody and this and that. It's like... We live in too many snowflakes out there, but tomorrow there's going to be more shit coming, guys. Yeah, that's what's going on. From what I read on Sports Media Set, that they made an arrangement with the FIGC, and it's tomorrow or Wednesday that they're going to announce. It said un'altra penalizzazione in fortuna multa, so maybe another fine. But you know what? We're gonna do, Fabio, even during the summer. We'll do have some group therapies, but one of these shows we're going to do, let's read some headlines. We're just going to go through, you know, maybe some Twitter headlines, some Corriere dello Sport, some Gazette, and try to be journalists like these people.
Me and Gio are actually been talking about trying to do a daily show, guys. Something super early in the morning, our time. So every day we're going to give you just a touch of whatever's going on, because we got that itch, right? In the summer, in the winter, you always get that the little madness that just bubbles up, and I can't get enough of it. Gio can't get enough of it. I know Steve likes that particular time of the year. He's sweating left and right. He's got the madness too. So me and Gio are going to try to be coming 7 a.m. every morning for a small little 10, 15-minute show, just to put it out there, just to get everybody talking about what is on the forefront for Milan. Again, only Milan. We don't give a shit about nobody else, because the mercato could get too crazy. But just Milan, it's going to be coming. So stay tuned. The summertime, we don't take no time off. We're still going to be out there putting content for you guys.
And Frank, Tommy, he moved away from the city. What is new son at that point? I haven't heard from him in a long time, but maybe we'll reach out to him. But I know he moved out of the city and he lives like maybe an hour away. But yeah, it's been a while that we do. Imagine if we had Tommy on here talking about Juventus, would have still been on the first segment.
We could do a Tommy time segment himself. We'll create a whole nother. We'll
have to reach
if
reach
we get in touch with him.
On that note, Wednesday, what can people expect from Coast to Coast?
We're gonna go through again the full game, about what we talked about a little bit today, but we're going to go through the report card individually, each player. Of course, we're going to talk about the other stuff, because a lot of stuff happened over the weekend. So we're going to talk about the other leagues a little bit, just kind of that all around the world feel we're doing. And then, of course, we're going to just talk about what's coming up with Verona, what Gio thinks, what I think about what we should be doing. And who knows, by the time we get to that particular night, hopefully we have a Leao extension to talk about. Hopefully we have another Mercato guy talking about our right wing. Who knows? You never know what's going to come out with me and Gio.
And Vinny said, are you and Steve going to ever do a live show together like in the past? You know, we've actually talked about that, but maybe a special where I can go to his house, because for him to get here like at 9 o'clock at night and all the kids are out a bit more late. But I remember Steve used to come over here and it would be like his therapy. It's like, you know what?
You know,
1 hour.
You know what would be great? Yeah. If you can do a live pre-game, you and Steve at Chicharro's or something like that. Some crazy blockbuster thing to really bring it back. You guys are back together so we can hype it up a little more. I think that'd be great. I think the people
will see. We'll see what we should we shall do. But on that note, 3 points on Sunday. Let's finish off with a bang. E ovunque sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys. Italia!